As they currently stand, North Carolina's film incentives aren't quite as generous as Georgia's or Louisiana's. However, this state has a reputation for having the Southeast's top filmmaking crews and infrastructure. This is according to Wilmington Mayor Bill Sappho, who also notes that more than just benefiting this area's vendors and small businesses, the film industry furthers Governor McCrory's stated objective of creating permanent jobs and private investments across North Carolina.
And I see an opportunity, a grand opportunity, to continue to make those investments, not only from EUE Screen Gems, but also production companies that want to locate in the Charlotte area or in the Asheville area. Because, as I've said many times before, a production may come into Wilmington, but they may go out to Wallace, they may go up to Asheville, they may go to Charlotte for or Raleigh for a big city scene.
Opponents of film incentives say they generate a net loss for the state. But Representative Susie Hamilton says critics might respond to an economic impact assessment conducted by the General Assembly's nonpartisan Program Evaluation Division.
But what you have to do in order to get a true evaluation out of this is extend the credit for 1 year so that it continues to function the way that it's been functioning, and in that 12-month process to do the study.
Before this legislative session ends, Sappho and Hamilton say they'd like Governor McCrory to come out to Wilmington to get a firsthand look at the benefits of the film industry. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.